I want to thank everyone for joining me for the second installment of the Puffin Pass podcast. In this installment, we shall be discussing consent. Before I jump into it, I just want to start off by saying this. Nobody owes you anything. Stop going around with the mentality that people owe you things because of who you are and what you are. Whether you're young or old, rich or poor, you need to understand that a majority of people really don't care about that. If you're an attractive woman, don't expect men to throw themselves at your feet and do what you want. While there are some men that will do that, I promise you there are a lot of men whose will is stronger than that. To my men, stop taking women out on expensive dates and paying for everything, expecting to get lucky at the end of the night. If you really want sex that bad, there are easier and more efficient ways to get laid. So when the time comes when you meet that person who isn't going to crumble at your request, let it go. When you meet that person who isn't going to fall over and let you do as you please, let it go. Being denied is a part of life. We need to rip off that band-aid and start realizing that the world does not revolve around us. We are not entitled to another person's body or possessions. People aren't here to satisfy our urges and desires. If someone doesn't want to do something, we need to respect that and keep it pushing. There are bigger issues happening right now than you being told no. People are dying on the street. Countries are being blown apart. And you want to complain that someone told you no? Get used to people telling you no. Get used to people not living to serve you. Now, my biggest issue with media is that it's been shoved down our throat that men can't be assaulted or raped. I find it extremely disgusting when people undermine a man's right to consent and say things like, oh, well, boys are supposed to like this stuff, or boys only care about sex. It's so undermined that there are probably more male sexual assault victims out there than we realize. But they're silent because people do not take them seriously. The real sad part is the people that are brave enough to come out and say something are mocked and made fun of. Take Terry Crews, for example. In 2016, Terry Crews was assaulted and spoke about it, and the media clowned him. People said that someone as big as him could have stopped it. Something you need to understand is that in many cases of male assault, they go to the accused person and take their side of the story and ignore the victims. That's why many male sexual assault victims never see justice, because they take the other party's words and leave it at that. Oftentimes, they take that story and flip it to make the victim look like the assaulter. Now, I understand that a lot of guys are pretty simple-minded and are probably only thinking about sex. But even so, we all have the right to say yes or no to anything sexual. I also hate how the media sometimes like to blame the victim for their own assault. Saying things like, oh, well, maybe she should have warned that. Let me just put this out there. Women have been getting assaulted since forever. Their clothes does not determine whether they get raped or not. Women have still been getting raped all the way back when they were wearing like 10 layers of clothing up to now. Maybe, just maybe, crazy idea, maybe we should stop teaching our children to wear less clothing and start teaching our kids to have more self-control and to respect each other's boundaries. The same way there are a lot of evil men on earth, there are a lot of evil women here too that are willing and ready to do the same, which is my personal issue. It's like they try so hard to demonize men and to paint the picture that we're all monsters just waiting for an opportunity to cut loose. I will never deny that the fact that there are some wicked men out there who see women as nothing more than objects for their satisfaction, but evil men and evil women are two sides of the same disgusting coin. We can't call out the issues of the one party while ignoring the issues of the other. Now, some people mistake consent as a right when it's quite the opposite. Consent is a privilege. It's a right to you when it's your body and your possessions, but it's a privilege to everyone else. As controversial as this might sound, even our own parents need our consent to do things. We just don't think about it because we never see our parents or close family members as people who would harm us. Because when you consent to someone, you trust that person. And once that trust is gone, they have no rights to you or anything that you do. That's why there's so many people that have no contact or very limited contact with their family members. Once that trust is broken, nothing can ever be the same again. Once you violate somebody's right, they will never interact with you the same ever again. And people think that once consent is given, it cannot be taken away. That is completely false. It can be taken away at the snap of a finger. Say you're in the middle of sex, and the person you're with says they're uncomfortable and they want to stop. No matter what you're doing, no matter how far along you are, whether you're at the very end or the very beginning, once that person says they are uncomfortable, you need to stop because they're no longer giving you permission to do what you're doing. Now, I just want everybody just to listen. Consent is a basic human right. Everyone who is of sound mind and of sound body has the right to their own bodies and possessions. Drunk people cannot give consent. Minors cannot give consent on certain things. As a society, I think we need to understand where everyone stands so we can move forward and to be better. But let me know what you think. And as always, peace.